Iran has laid out a number of demands ahead of next month's Men's Soccer World Cup in North America. What do we know?
Well, given the war that Israel and the United States have been waging against Iran for more than 2 months now, there is a lot of attention on what will happen when Iran's men's soccer team plays its first match in California next month. This World Cup being played across North America, the United States, Canada and Mexico, and Iran's knockout games are all scheduled between Los Angeles, Seattle and Vancouver. On the weekend, the Iranian Football Federation confirmed that the team would compete in the tournament, but it's given FIFA and host countries 10 conditions. They include that players, coaches and officials would receive visas, including any that had ties to Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps, this organisation that is listed as a terrorist organisation in Australia, also in Canada and the United States. Now, that has already been a problem in Canada, where Iran's football chief was denied entry last week.
Mehdi Taj was turned away after landing in Toronto on Tuesday night. He's a former commander in Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps. Canada lists that as a terrorist entity. Iran's delegation was heading to a pre-World Cup meeting in Vancouver, but the entire delegation has now returned home.
It could also be a problem in the United States. The Secretary of State Marco Rubio and President Donald Trump made it clear that athletes would be welcome, but personnel could face restrictions.
There's nothing from the U.S. has told them they can't come. I mean, the problem with Iran, it would be not their athletes. It would be some of the other people that we want to bring with them, some of whom have ties to the IRGC. We may not be able to let them in. What they can't bring is a bunch of IRGC terrorists into our country and pretend that they're, you know, journalists and athletic trainers.
Sir, is the government going to...
We would not want to affect the athletes.
President Donald Trump there. So the other conditions, Sally, include enhanced security at hotels and airports and that features like the flag and the Iranian national anthem are respected the same as other teams. So for the most part, these are conditions that appear to be what other countries could expect heading to this tournament. But Sally, the catch here is that these countries aren't at war with one of the host countries.
And Luca, Iranian officials are particularly keen not to repeat the situation that played out with the female players here in Australia.
Yeah, so a reminder, a few months back during the Asian Cup tournament, we had this situation where a number of players in the Iranian national women's team chose not to sing the national anthem. That led to some of them receiving criticism and threats conveyed via Iranian state TV. Some of them initially chose to stay in Australia, but most of them have now returned home to Iran. Overnight, Iran's football chief, Mehdi Taj, spoke with Iranian state broadcaster Tasnim News Agency, and he specifically referenced Australia. He says he doesn't want a repeat of what happened here, the disturbances, as he calls it, to the national team. He wants more support from police to shield the team. In Australia, police were involved in protecting players as they sought asylum. Mehdi Taj also reportedly claims the Iranian anthem was played at lower volume in the stadium in Australia. No recognition there of the number of the players choosing not to sing the anthem. So, Sally, at this stage, Iran says it will definitely take the field. It is unclear if all of their conditions will or can be met. And there's no knowing what might happen inside the stadium or around the tournament. World Cups are no stranger to political protests, no matter how hard FIFA tries to restrict them. So we'll just have to wait and see next month to see what plays out inside the tournament.